Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Authorities now say it's a recovery mission, as they believe there are no survivors from the crash in Washington, D.C. of an American Airlines jet with an Army helicopter. Our Marla Diamond is following the story, and she joins us now live.
And Linda, we are learning more about who was on that American Airlines jet when it collided on approach to Reagan National, colliding with an Army helicopter. They include two Russian figure skating coaches whose son recently finished fourth at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, also several skaters, coaches, and family members who were attending a development camp that followed the national championships that ended Sunday in Wichita. Mayor Lily Wu briefed reporters.
Our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are heavy as a city. Our hearts are heavy as a city council. And we are here to provide the support needed for our community and all who have been affected.
The NTSB has taken the lead on the investigation. It is still unclear how this happened. There were clear weather conditions at the time, 8:48 p.m. Chief Donnelly of DC Fire and EMS.
The District Office of the Medical Examiner has lead on reuniting these bodies and these people with their loved ones. And we will continue to work to find all the bodies and collect them and reunite them with their loved ones.
Also speaking at a press conference this morning, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser thanking first responders for their efforts in the frigid waters of the Potomac.
I do want to thank the first responders who acted quickly last night, who ran towards danger, went into a very frigid river, and have worked throughout the night.
Sean Duffy was just sworn in as the nation's transportation secretary on Tuesday.
We have located the two aircrafts. The fuselage of the American Airlines plane was inverted. It's been located in three different sections. It's in about waist deep water. So that recovery is going to go on today.
President Trump has been briefed and is expected to address the nation about this disaster at 11 this morning. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
And of course, keep it right here on 1010 Winds when President Trump addresses the nation. We will bring that to you live. The Justice Department has reportedly had discussions about possibly dropping the corruption case against Mayor Adams. Our Amanda Alexander reports.
Those talks have dropped charges happening between the DOJ and Manhattan federal prosecutors. Now Adams is looking at 45 years in prison if he's convicted of bribery, fraud, and campaign fund violations. And political consultant Hank Scheinkopf says the DOJ might not be inclined to drop the case.
But the President of the United States is the boss of the Justice Department, is the boss of the Attorney General, and the people he saw generally are loyal to the president.
And he says this is how the pardon consideration likely played out.
Donald Trump and Eric Adams, who met last week in Florida, said to each other, look, Donald, you got a bad deal. Eric, you got a bad deal. Let's see if we can work this out.
But prosecutors say they're still uncovering additional criminal conduct by Adams, so new charges may be underway. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police are still searching for the person who stabbed a man last week in Brooklyn. The NYPD says it happened last Thursday about 11 p.m. The 32-year-old man was stabbed in the torso and kicked several times. This was near Sheffield and Sutter Avenues in East New York. The suspect then fled the scene. The victim was rushed to Brookdale Hospital in critical condition. And police are asking anyone with any information about it to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And a tragic story out of Jersey City, where a woman and two small children were stabbed to death by a man who authorities say then tried to stab himself. The children, who were ages 5 and 9, and the woman were found in a home on Hutton Street. Police reportedly arrived to the home around 1 a.m. to find a broken window to a basement apartment and several people unconscious inside. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillips said on social media it was a case of domestic violence and that the man was in custody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.